Okay, Bullseye, we are here. Hey, what's up, Cancer? We are today we're discussing to finishing the sixth parak. The Mishnah starts at the top of Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. Have you the fun of Meliach? If they brought in front of this person who was eating at a meal, he brought Meliach. Meliach is some sort of salted food, some fish or whatever it was, something salted. Tchilo, that came first, upasimo, and the bread came afterwards, meaning the bread here is a tofel. Mevalerech ala maliach, upoter zapas. Unbelievable, you make a bracha on whatever salty food there is, and you pater the bread, shepas tfelolo, because in this situation, the pas is tofel, and zaklal, this is the rule, kol shu ikar, vimo tfela, mevalerech ala ikar, upoter zatfela. We're familiar with, obviously eating bread and patering everything else, but if for whatever reason the bread would be a tofel, so we know that the rule is, we make a bracha on the on the ikar, and we pat to the tofel. In this case, that is the bread. Says the Gemara, "Umi ikamidi davi meliach ikar pas tefela." So the Gemara asks the obvious question: how in the world could you have a scenario where the meliach, the dish which is salted, is some salty situation? That's the ikar, and the bread is tofel. Amar Rav Acha, right there of Avira, Amar Rav Ashi, ba'ochle peiros ginosar shanu. The case is you're eating these peros ginosar, these ridiculously sweet fruits from Eretz Yisrael. They're more chashuv than the bread, and so the bread is tofel to it. Right, that's what Rashi writes. These ridiculously awesome fruits. They're okay. Amar Abba Bar Rachana, ki hava azlinam basrei Rabbi Yochanan. A story about these peros ginosar, which apparently I think ginosar is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael near the Kinneret. So we went with Rabbi Yochanan Lamechal Peros Ginosar. We went to, that was like a thing. That was like, they have Tiulim in Yeshiva. So that was their Tiul. They went up to, I guess, north, and they would go eat with Rabbi Yochanan these Peros Ginosar. Ki havinan be mea, when we were 100 people, menaktinan leikol chad v'chad asara. Each one of us would take 10. And now Sara, when there were 10 of us, and I guess the shear got a little smaller, each person would take 100. Meaning, either way, he ended up with 1,000 of these fruits. And each 100 fruits would take up a basket of 3 saw, this huge basket. You could fit these fruits only in this huge basket. The achaluhu, and Rabbi Yochanan would eat it. Umishtava, and he would swear the lo taim zvina zvina, that the lo taim zuna. He hadn't tasted anything. He ate 1,000 of these fruits, and he swore he hadn't tasted anything. The Gemara says zuna tzalkatay dachor, really hadn't had any food whatsoever. Ella, rather no, ema mizona, meaning he wasn't full. Meaning he ate 1,000 of these fruits, and he still wasn't full. I remember the Masechta earlier described Rabbi Yochanan as a balbasar. So I wonder if that had anything to do with it. But okay, regardless, I digress. Rabbi Avohu Achil ad dehava sorikle dudva me'ovte. He would eat these peros ginosar until his skin was so slick with the oil. He would sweat this oil situation, so a fly would slip off of his skin, right? Obviously, flies are sticky, but it was his skin was so slick, it's disgusting, right? His skin was so slick that a fly would slip off of it. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Achli, Ad Nosur Mazaihu. They would eat until their hair fell out. Again, I guess their skin would become oily and whatever. Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Achli, Ad Marid. He would eat until he went crazy. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nisiya, Rabbi Yochanan had to go tell Rabbi Nisiya, who was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, but Eloshe Abasre Umaisle Abase. He would have to send out like a search party to bring his sluggish back to make sure he didn't like wander off and kill himself. Ki Asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi showed up, and it's in, I assume, in Bovel, he said, Amar Ir Achas Haisolo Liana Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. Yanai Hamelech had this one city. They would have to bring out, I guess that's 600,000 barrels of tuna or fish, just to feed the people who cut off the figs, cut off the tops of the figs. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, just for the workers that they had working in the field from week to week. They would have to bring a ridiculous amounts of food. Again, just praising the fruit that they had in Eretz Yisrael and the amounts of fruit that they had. Ki also Rav and Amar Ilan Achas Hayalol Yanai Hamelach. Yanai had this tree Bahar Hamelach in Har Hamelach. They will bring down 40 saw of these young birds, these young, I guess, doves or whatever it was, during the month, each month. Meaning they would have, the trees were so big that they had all these birds living in it, and they would get, obviously, the children, that would be a bounty for them. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ir Achaz Aisav Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak came and said, I'll tell you another story about Eretz Yisrael. There's one city in Eretz Yisrael, the Gufanis Shema. It's called Gufanis. Shayu Bashmonim Zugos Achim Kohanim Nisuyim Lashmonim Zugos Achayos Kohanos. There were 80 pairs of Kohen brothers married to 80 pairs of Kohen sisters. It doesn't mean 80 and 80 in one family. It means two and two, right? There were 80 pairs, right? Two and two, right? Married to two, brothers married to two sisters. Now, the reason the Gemara says this is just to illustrate how many people were there. Yeah, because that's like a really random thing. Like, maybe we know like one person. Hold on a second. I have people at the door. I think that's my family. Just kidding, that was not my family. Anyway, I just have the little guy here right now. So we maybe know one pair of brothers married one pair of sisters. Like once in a while you hear that story. But you have 80 pairs, that just shows how many masses of people there were. Just to show in that city of Gufanis. Ubadgu Rabbanan Misura Bat Narda, and the Rabbanan checked in Bavel from Surah to Narda, below Ashkechu, and they couldn't find a single pair. Bar, except for Binte de Rav Chista, the daughters of Rav Chista, that were Nasivan the Rami Barchama, Ulamar Bar Ukfa Barchama, that were married to the Barchamas. And even though the girls were Kohanim, inhu lo havu kohane, they weren't Kohanim. So you couldn't even find one example of that in Bavel. That's how, just to illustrate how devastating the Galus was and how widespread the destruction was, right? How much of Am Yisrael was lost in the Galus. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, just to get to the next Mishnah, Amar kol suda shein ba melech ein suda, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, kol suda shein ba sarif ein suda, any meal that does not have melech, which is salt, and sarif, which is soup, Rashi writes, right, again, that's not a proper suda, you have to have those things to have a proper suda. Alright. Mishnah goes weiter. Achal, anavim, utenim, v'rimonim. Now we're going to talk about bracha achronas. Want a little bit more, buddy? Come here, add a little bit more. Yeah, is that good? Okay. Achal anavim uteinim v'rimonim mevarech acharim shalosh brachos. If you eat grapes, any of the shivas haminim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you need to bench. Chamim omrim bracha achas mein shalosh. Now you have to say ala peros. Rabbi Kiva omer afilu achal shalak. Even if you eat shlakos, meaning what, cooked vegetables, yeah, or one cooked vegetable. Right, that's the illustration here. Right, something that's totally not significant. V'hu mazono, and that's your meal. Mavarech chalav gilom brachos, you have to bench. Hashosem mayim utzmo, if you drink water because you're thirsty. Mavarech shakol in the mavaro, you make a shakol. Right, okay, that's obviously a halacha we're familiar with. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, but Rabbi Tarfon says, bar nefashos rabos v'chesronan. The implication is that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you have to say that's your bracha rishona. That's what you would say when you drink water. But okay, we're going to see that obviously you don't pass like that. Okay, little guy, what do you mean? You finished your bottle. What do you need? Chill. Okay. My time with Rabbi Gamliel. What's Rabbi Gamliel's reasoning that you would bench after eating the Shivas Aminim? The Chetiv Pazik says, Eretz Chitav Surav, Uksiv Eretz Asher Ben Log Meskenus Tochaba Lechem, Uksiv Vechalta Vesavate Verachta. Right? The whole parsha of Vechalta Vesavate Verachta starts off with a list of the Shivas Aminim. So that's why you have to bench if you would have the Shivas Aminim. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, no, Eretz Hifsi Ka'inyan. If once you have Eretz again, so that already stops. That already stops the Eretz Chitos Ora stuff, and then it's only talking about Lechem, and then V'lechatam Samatu V'rechta. All right. From Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hifsik Ha'inyan. So Rabbi Gamliel also should agree that Eretz, you know, if you have the word Eretz, that stops, kind of, you know, sets off the Shivas Aminim from benching. So he says, So he says, you're right. That Eretz does something, but that when it doesn't exclude the Shivas Aminim, it excludes a case where you're going to chew on some wheat, you're going to have some sort of snack with the wheat, and you're not going to make it into bread. In that case, you would not bench. But in the other cases where you have bread or you have Shivas Aminim, then you would have to bench. Yes, little boy. Yes. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kol shu mechamesh saminim mitbatchila mevarech alav barim and mizonos. Right, on 5 grains you get, you say mizonos, ulovasof, and at the end, barach achas mein shalosh, you say in alamechia. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, Amar Rabbi Shuvin Levi, kol shu mechamesh saminim, techila, bari priya eitz, ulovasof, barach achas mein shalosh. Same thing, Rabbi Shuvin, again, not the same thing, but we know this halacha of Shivas, of the seven minim, we say in Allah eights, we say in Ha eights, we say in Allah eights at the end. Amalei Abayler of Dimi, my Nihu, Bracha Achas Main Shalosh, what is that? Amalei, a period of eights, well, if you're going to have fruit, if you have Shivas Aminim, you say Allah eights, Val Priya eights, blam, 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 blam. Ala mechia ve'ala kalkula ve'ala tivasa sada, etc. Ve'chotem, and you finish ala aretz ve'ala mechia. Yes. Sorry, guys. All right, hopefully that's not too annoying for you. Mechta ma'chasim. So, how do you finish the bracha? How do you finish for fruits? Ki asar avdimi amarav chasim berosh chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, you would finish. Oy vey. On Rosh Chodesh, you would say Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Okay. So Hachamai. But what about with fruit? So Rav Chista Amar Al Aretz Ve'Al Perosea. Okay. You would say Al Aretz Ve'Al Perosea on its fruit. On its on Eretz Yisrael's fruits, and it, okay, right when you're eating Shivas Aminim, Rav Yochanan Amar Al Aretz Ve'Al Peros. Amram said Lo Pligi Halam Valahu. That's the difference of nusach between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, either Peruseha or Pala Peros. And when Nachum Bar Yitzchak qualifies, he just says, "Wait a second. Inu Achlev Anan Mevarchin. Well, here in Bavel, we're going to make a bracha. We're blessing their fruits. So rather, Ella Gemara explains, and this is the, well, you know, as the halacha Epoch flip it around. Rav Chista says that meaning in Chutz La'aretz, you say Al Aretz Val Peros, and Rabbi Yochanan who is in Eretz Yisrael Amar." Al Aretz Val Perusea, in Eretz Yisrael, you would say on about the land and about its fruits. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak flipped the page, Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Al Habaya Val Mine Kufra. Right, Baya is like, you know, we say Mesachas, some people who are yeshivish will refer to Mesachas Beitz as Baya. So that's an egg. A Baya is an egg. Val Mine Kufra. Kufra is meat. But tchilam avarach shakal of vasof bar nefashos rabbos, right? We say shakal and bar nefashos. Aval yarka, but on vegetables, lo. We don't say anything. Rashi explains, you don't say any bracha achrona. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Rav Yitzchak says, afilu yarka, even vegetables, you say bar nefashos. Aval maya lo. We don't say after drinking water. For Rav Papa, Amar, Rav Papa says, afilu maya, even for water, you would say a bar nefashos. Marzutra avin kriv Yitzchak bar avdimi. Rav Yitzchak, Marzutra did like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that who said, which one is that? Just go back and find that, like the first one, right? That you would not make a bar nefashos on vegetables. For Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, Avik Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Shimon Bar Ashi would do like Rav Yitzchak, who said, would not say bar nefashos on water. V'simanach, and the way you remember those two is that Chad Ketrei V'Trei Kechad, meaning that Marzutra, who was one name, would do Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he had like the guy who had two names. And the guy who had two names, Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, would hold like Rav Yitzchak, who had one name. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna, Dichi Midkarna Avitta Kekulu. Whenever I remember, I try to do all of them. Which is a little bit weird, but Lamaisa, I guess it was not common to say Bar Nefashos on water as well. So I guess he would try to do a Bar Nefashos whenever he could. It's weird because, you know, the whole concept of Baruch HaLevatol, and Shem, I'm not sure what this means. Bechlal, maybe if you guys have shot. Whenever you would remember, you would make a bracha. Well, you can't just. I know, you know, the Gemara doesn't deal with, you know, usually Gemara deals with absolutes. What's the halacha? What's not the halacha? Not like, well, I try to be from and sometimes I try and remember. It's a very, very strange thing. Right? For us nowadays, certainly when we try and remember, we make a bracha. Obviously, we try to be as good as we can with brachos. But for the Gemara to say that is a very strange thing. But okay, anyway, fine. Tonight we learned in a Mishnah. If you need to make a bracha afterwards, you need to make one beforehand. V'yesha tarm bracha lafanav, ein tarm bracha la'acharav. But there is something that you make a bracha before, but not after. Now, the Gemara is a bishlama, the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, according to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, who says you don't make a bar nefashos on vegetables. So that's fine, because la'afuka yarka, because this brisa says, yeah, you make a bracha before the vegetables, you don't make a bracha afterwards, and that's what the brisa is talking about. And so, same thing with Rabbi Yitzchak, la'afuka mayo, to exclude water. El Rav Papa, la'afuka mayo. I almost said la'afuka mayo. But what does Rav Papa say? According to this brisa that says that there are some things that you would make a bracha before, but not after, right? Rav Papa said you even make a bracha achrona on water. So what does he hold? That's talking about lafuke mitzvos. So he says, no, it's not talking about food at all. That's talking about mitzvos. But according to the people in Eretz Yisrael, the basar the misaki tiflayhu, after they take off their tefillin, mivarcha, they make a bracha of shagisham, zavitzvanu, the shmor, chukov. So, but they do make a bracha. You see, they do make a bracha after mitzvos and after tefillin specifically. Yeah. So what? So lafuke mai. What does that price exclude? So Rav Papa would say it's lafuke rechani, which is things that you smell. That you don't make. There's no bracha chrona for things that you smell, and that would be what the price is talking about. Amar Rabbi Yana, Amar Rabbi, kol shu kebeitza, beitza tova mimenu. Anything that is the size or the anything that is like an egg, yeah, I guess the size of an egg is better. Yes, indeed. Right. So Rashi writes, yeah, nachom. Right. In lachom min machal shir kebeitza ela tehe beitza tova leguf mimenu. Meaning, an egg is a very healthy food. And any food that's the size of an egg is not going to be as healthy as an egg. All right. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said tava. Besa migul galta mishisa kaisi the sulta. A slightly toasted egg is better than the six. Kaisi is a measurement. I'm not sure how big that is, but sola sulta is fine flour. So a lightly toasted egg better than six of these measurements of flour. Kiasa Ravdimi Amar Ravdimi came. He said tava besa migul galta shisa. Lightly toasted egg is better than the same thing that he just said. Mitavisa me arba, and a fully roasted egg is better than four of these measurements of flour. Okay, healthy eating. If anybody needs to change their diet, mivul shalta a boiled egg, kol shu kebeitza beitza tove menu levar me bisra. Anything that's this again, same thing, the size of the egg. Anything that's I guess Mavushalta has to do with that. Yeah, I guess that's shaykh to that. Meaning anything that's, except for meat, right? Anything that's the size of an egg, the egg is better, except for meat. And that is when it is boiled. Okay, fine. Rabbi Kiva Omar Afilu Achal Shelek. Even if you eat a shelek, you say you bench on it. Umi Yikamidi to have a shelek. Mizoni, is there any, what are you talking about? Who eats cooked vegetables for mizoni to be satiated? So Rav Ashi, Bekelech Shel Kruv Shonu, yeah, there is this stalk of kruv. Kruv is the purple stuff they have in a falafel stand. Cabbage, thank you. Yeah, kruv is cabbage. So apparently there's a stalk of a cabbage which is indeed eaten as if it would be, and I guess that is a bread substitute, but to satiate and it's sustained, and therefore you would bench on it. Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Tochol Yofa L'Shinayim V'Kashim Levnei Me'ayim. I think I looked it up. I think this is spleen meat. That's what it says. If you eat the spleen of an animal, okay, so that's good for your teeth, but really bad, lousy for your stomach. Okay, creation, which is a vegetable. I think it's I forget one of the vegetables. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Rashi says karti. Oh, so karti is one of the simanim in Rosh Hashanah. I think that's leeks or something to that effect. Okay, fine. So they are bad for the teeth. That's kashli shenayim. They're bad for the teeth. V'yafin l'b'nemayim, and they're good for the stomach. Kol yarek chai morik. Any raw vegetable morik will make you green, i.e. it's make you pale. V'chol katan machtin. Anything small, anything that's not fully grown, that will make you shorter. That's not really, but it'll impede a person's growth. Okay. This is a medicine from back in the day. V'chol nefesh meshiv es nefesh. And any life, if you eat anything, that's life. So that will kind of revitalize you. That will make you healthier. Now we obviously know ki adam hu nefesh. The pasuk says that the blood is the soul of an animal, and it is very usher for you to eat blood. So we'll see exactly what that means. V'chol karuv lenefesh, and anything that's close to the nefesh, meshiv es nefesh, also makes the soul healthier. Krov l'mazon.
Yes, that.
Krov l'mazon. Krov. Cabbage is will sustain you. Utradin l'refua, and beets are for healing, can heal you. That can give you refua shlema. Oilo l'bayis she'alefes uveres bezogo, and oive to a house who has turnips. So we're going to talk about these things. Amar Mar. Mar says, Tachol yofel shinayim v'kashul v'nei me'ayim. Right? We said tachol, this spleen, if you, I don't know how you get this food, but I guess you have it in a wet market somewhere, hopefully not in China. Yeah, so if it's spleen meat, so that helps your teeth and bad for your stomach. So what do you do? Maitakante? So nilesa vishadye, so, or nishadye, however you pronounce that, right? As you would imagine, chew it up and spit it out. Don't actually swallow it. Yes, no swallowing spleen. Kureshin kasha lashinayim v'yofin l'bnei me'ayim. These, right, karti is, this karti vegetable is bad for the teeth, but good for the stomach. So, Maka Takante, how do you do that? Lishlakinu. So, you should cook it up, and then you should swallow it without chewing. Kol yarek chai morik, any raw vegetable will make you greener or make you pale. So, Rabbi Yitzchak, pasud rishona achar hakava. That's only if that's what you're eating after bloodletting. After that's either bloodletting or giving blood, obviously, is the common modern equivalent. So don't eat vegetables afterwards. You got to eat other foods, and that's certainly what they give you. They give you other foods. I don't know. I haven't given blood in a long time, to be honest. But they give you like these. It's either candy or some potato chips or something. All right. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Ocho Yerek Kodem Arba Shos Also L'Saper Amen. If anybody eats vegetables before 4 hours of the day, you're not allowed to talk to them. My time. Oh, why is that? Mishum Recha, because they didn't have scope back in the day. You'll give them a bad breath, right? And that would not be pleasant. Yeah. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yitzchak, says, "Also, all them shiuchal yerek chai kodem arba shavs. You shouldn't eat raw vegetables before the first 4 hours of the day. So you shouldn't speak with someone who has eaten them, and you shouldn't eat them yourself." So Amemar, the Gemara then tells a story. Amemar, Amor, Zutra, Varavashi, Avu Yasve, they were all hanging out. Aisu kamayo yerek chai kodem arba shavs, and the waiter apparently didn't know this Gemara. He brought them raw vegetables before 4 hours into the day. Amemar, Varavashi, Achel. Right, they ate, and Marzutra lo achol. Marzutra did not. So they said to him, "Maidotech, what's your logic?" Then Rabbi Yitzchak kol ochol yerek kodem arba shavs also l'saper imenu mishum recha. Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't talk to anybody. V'anan dekachlinen, but we're eating. V'kamish tais ba'adan, and you've been talking to us the whole time. So clearly you don't hold of him. So if you don't hold of it, so why don't you eat from it also? So amar lahu, no, it's because anan deidach. Because I only hold like one of his shitas. Now Rabbi Yitzchak, Asur l'adam sheyochol yerek chai kodem arba shavs. I only hold that it's asur for me to eat. But I don't hold that it's asur for me to talk to someone who is partaking of these raw vegetables. Kol kodem maktin, anything that's small, that's not fully grown, will make you not fully grow, I guess. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar afilu chadya gadya bar zuza. Even a kid, a goat, chagadya, right, bar zuza. Now, this is actually a lot of money. Right? It gets you a pretty fatty kid, says Rashi. So you can imagine, Chag Gadya, Zav and Avabit Trey Zuze, this is probably a pretty good goat. But anyway, even if you eat a goat that costs a zuz because it's so fat, but it's not yet fully grown, that will still impede a person's health and growth. And that's only saying if the animal is still not yet one-fourth of its size. If it's already past the quarter growth mark, so then less lumba, then there is no issue. Kol nefesh meshiv nefesh. If you eat some nefesh, that revitalizes the nefesh. Amar Papa, afilu gildani de begele, even these really little fish. Okay? Kol akarav nefesh meshiv nefesh, anything that's near the nefesh will revitalize, will make you healthier. Amar Akavar Yaakov, that's unka. That's meat near the throat, right? Lemaisa, where the animal is shechted, so that I guess that's near the blood, so that will give you a bit more health. Amar le Rava le Shamei, The rabbi said to him, Shamesh ki maisis li umtsa the bistro, when you bring me some meat, Torach, take care, make sure you trouble yourself. Aisli mehecha de makrev le beboruch, make sure you bring me some meat from where they made the baruch, the bracha, i.e. by where they did the shechita, right? Because they make a bracha on the shechita. Bring me some meat from the neck and the maisa, because that's healthy. Okay. Kruv lemazon nutradim lerefuah. Kruv lemazon in the refuah. Lo, does that imply that kruv of cabbage does not heal you? V'atanya would learn that a b'risa. Ashisha d'raim rapin esachole mecholyo urfuas and refuah. Right, there are six things that heal a person. Ve'eluhem, and this is them. Kruv, bingo, ding, 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 ding. Utradin and beets, umay sisin yavesh, and dry something, I don't know. The keva and the throat, that's near the jaw. The heres, and I think that's the womb, like herayon. The oseres hakaved, that's one of the things that the kohanim get, that's the diaphragm. Ela ima kruv aflamazon. So, just amend the braisa to say that kruv also will satiate you, and it also will heal you up. Okay. Oy lo labayis shalefes overes besocho oyve, in the house which has turnips. Yeah, turnips. Right, it causes a stomach of the stomach. Right, issues with your stomach, I think. One second. Is there Rashi on that? Oy lo labayis. I missed it before. It means a house, it means a stomach. I don't know. I have it written down in a little star in my Gemara that by the bias it says stomach, but obviously a house is not a stomach. Oh yeah, there's the Rashi. Rashi, oil the bias, about halfway through. So it says, lakeres ha'ocha lepas, for your stomach that eats, ha'ocha lefas, if your stomach eats this, so that's oive, it's bad for your stomach. Okay, so Amy, is this really true? Is it really true that lefas, these turnips, are not healthy? That it'll mess up your stomach. Rava said to his servant, he causes lift of a shuka when you see turnips in the market. So in the shuk, don't ask me, what are you eating the bread with? Meaning, automatically get me turnips. Whenever you see turnips, get me turnips. So you see that it's not so damaging to the stomach. So Amar Abai, mibli basar. No. That's only if you eat it without meat. But if you eat it with meat, so that makes it fine. For Rava Amar, my stomach, because of the cooking and I guess the fats and the meat or whatever. For Rava Amar, my bli yayin. No, Rava says, no. That's only if you don't drink it with wine. If you drink it with wine, then the turnips, this lefes, is fine. Itmar, it was said, Rav Amar, my bli basar. Rav said it was without, Rav said also it was without meat. He agreed with the baye. Shmuel Amar, my bli etzim. And Shmuel said, no, if you're without wood, not that if you don't eat it with wood, but obviously if you don't cook it. If you put wood underneath it, you cook it in a pot, so then it's fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mibli Yain, Rabbi Yochanan said like Rava that said, if you don't drink wine, then the lefes gives you trouble, but if you do, then you're fine. Amale Rava Rav Papa. Rava said to Rav Papa, Sudani, who is a brewer. Rashi writes, Baal Sheikhar Tzmarim. That's someone who made beer from dates. Rav Papa Mocher Sheikhar Haya. He was a beer seller. So that's pretty cool. I'm a beer guy. Anan tavrinan lei bebisra v'chamra. We cook this. What's it called? We cook this lefes, this turnip, with meat and wine. Asim de lo nafesh lechu chamra b'may tavrisula. But you drink beer. You don't have so much wine, right? You don't have. So what do you do? So amalei bitseve with wood. Our papa said, yeah, we simply cook it. We follow Shmuel, and we cook it down. Kiava de bisu de papa, right? And that was what papa's wife would do. Basu de mevashla la tavra, tavra bits manan ofe par saisa. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, but after she would cook it down, sorry. Sorry, Timnon would eat with 80 large pieces of wood, she would cook it down to make sure that it wouldn't hurt the stomach. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, dag katan maliach, a small salty fish. Pamim shu mamis, sometimes it can kill you, which is terrifying. B'shiva on the seventh day, b'shiva asar on the 17th day, on the esrim b'shiva and on the 27th day. V'amri lo esrim b'shalosh, some people say on the 23rd day. Not sure what that really means. Rashi writes, these are the number of days is after you salted it. I'm not sure how you know what the magic numbers are here. And again, velo amran, they says the gemara ela b'miti velo miti. That's only if it's kind of half cooked. Amiti shaper less limbo, but if it was cooked through, then it's totally fine. Velo miti shaper, and it's also even if it wasn't cooked through, it's totally fine. Right, that's if you ate it sushi style, so then that's also fine. Lo amran ela lo shasa basrei shichra, and that's only if you didn't drink beer afterwards. Shasa basrei shichra, but if you drink beer after this fish, then there is no issue. Okay, let's just finish up the perek. Vashusa mayim letzmeo v'chule, etc., etc. Lafuke mayim. When we say if you drink water when you're thirsty, so then you make a bracha. So wait, when do you drink water when you're not thirsty? Samrav idibar aven lafuke leman dechan kase umtza. Someone who's being choked by meat or choked by anything really. But if you're drinking water to dislodge whatever food is in your throat, so then you wouldn't make a bracha. And that's how we know if you're going to swallow a pill and you're just drinking water so that the pill goes down. So there is no bracha on the water. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Bar Nefashas Rabbas V'Chesronon Amar Le'Rabba Bar Rochanan Le'Rabayev Amar Le'Rav Yosef Hilchas Amay. What's the halacha? What do we do with water? Amar Le Put Chazi My Ama Diber Davar My Divar. I don't know. One of those three. Go out and see what the Am, what the nation, what the people are doing, and then you'll see what the halacha is. All right, Rashi writes Heach Nohagim. Right, we'll see what the minig is, Kfar Nagu, Levarech Tchila, Sha'akol, Levasov, Bar Nefashos, Rabos, etc. Right, so we know that the bracha is beforehand this Sha'akol, and afterwards is Bar Nefashos. Hadron Allah, Ketim, Levarechim, and Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we go weiter in the seventh parak, which talks about benching.